Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, tight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ.
Blog Talk Radio. Here we are. Another day. Another night of God's holy word. Living in the faith zone.
Hallelujah.
Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And thank God we've got faith. Amen.
Amen.
You know, thank God for Jesus' statement, where He said, to him that has, more will be given. And he'll have an abundance. Well, just in case, I just thought I'd say some. Jesus said that to him who has, more will be given and he'll have an abundance. In the name of Jesus, we declare abundance and we declare God's blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we're going to have a good time tonight. So join with us. We got a good word about reconciliation. We got a good word about sin. We got a good word about might even bring the other bucket too. Got a good word about spoil. Got a good word about God's blessing in our life. Thank God for his blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Here we go. Hope you all ready. Hallelujah. Even got a notification first thing. Here we go. Got a few friends we send it out to.
I still haven't gotten a notification that you crossed me off the list.
Did not cross you off the list.
There it is.
We did not cross you off the list. We trust that you have the ability to find this.
I do.
And you are one of the valuables.
Just hunt you down.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us tonight. And here we are. You know, we said hi to Blog Talk over there. We're sitting there talking to them for a little while. If you ever wonder where we are at the beginning, sometimes we just get going in Blog Talk Radio and we have a good conversation over there. Now tonight, I don't have the buttercream frosting. Tonight I have the milk chocolate. It's really good. Personally, I'm almost in the opinion that this is better than a bag of Snickers.
And then still.
Because Snickers, you got to open the little papers and.
Not as dense chocolate.
You got peanuts in it and caramel and.
All that stuff that dilutes the chocolate.
Well, you know, the Apostle Paul said very specifically, let your moderation of chocolate be known to all men. No, that's not what he said.
No, he didn't. I also have to go out and start over, apparently.
Hallelujah. Well, thank God for starting over. Bet doctors cringe when you're eating all the chocolate. Brother Dave Sweeney, good to have you with us tonight, sir. God bless you and your family, your business, all your folks.
So glad to hear about Nate's ears being healed up. I just now got the message.
Thank God. Prayers are being answered. Brother Cherum.
Hello,
Cherum. Where you are tonight, man? Where are you tonight? Another one of our truck driving friends here tonight. Good to have you guys with us. Brother Jerem is somewhere, I would say, on the West Coast. Nebraska. Well, I guess I missed the West Coast a little bit. All right, man. You hauling taters or you got like a highly secret government load? It's good to have you with us tonight, brother. Good to have you on. We're going to preach all night about you. No, not really. We wouldn't do that. So, Jerem, I have a question about you in Nebraska. Have you seen any open fields lately out there? Hey, Brother Michael Tony's with us tonight.
Wow.
With the biggest smile he's had on his face yet. God is good. all the time. And all the time, God is good. Dan Cottle's with us. Brother Dan, where are you at tonight, brother? Nothing but ha-ha. Well, one thing about Nebraska, you get to see a lot of road, a lot of fields, and smell a lot of cows. That's Nebraska. It's a wonderful state. Just depends how much of it you get to drive through, that's all. We're glad to have you with us tonight, Jerem.
Yeah, we are.
Brother Dan's in the UP, all right. Is that vacation UP or driving UP? I don't know about the biggest smile. Hard to beat 29 August 98. Well, there you go, brother. I believe that's the day he got married.
Oh.
And
good
it's,
answer, Mike.
That's a good answer. And there's two more good answers on that, and that's the kids and then the grandkids. So I agree. I stand corrected, and gladly so. Brother Dan is driving in the UP. All right, brother. That's awesome. Well, we got a driver in the UP that's checked in, and we got a driver in Nebraska. How about our brother in Texas? Are you signing in to get, you don't need a ladder today? No, I think you're probably ladder safe today, brother. Probably ladder safe. Probably about ready to lay down and take a nap, I would imagine. That's a good thing. Glad to have all y'all with us tonight. It's going to be a good night. Friday night. We want you to ask questions tonight. We're going to be talking about God and the Bible. How's that for a good subject tonight? Brother Dave and Sister Gwen, are you guys in the UP too? It looks like it's a beautiful weekend, so I would imagine that's where you would be. That's pretty good. He knows the dates. Amen. John Wayner's with us tonight. John Wayner, where are you driving at, brother? Good to have you with us, John. I almost got all the salmonate, so you better get over here. Good salmon. Clasia loves cows. You can drive through Nebraska, you sure get to see a bunch of them. Way too cold. Got that South Dakota weather. Oh, well, it's a beautiful day here today.
Yeah.
It probably reached all the way to 60, I would imagine.
I don't think it got that one, did it? But it's beautiful.
50 today. And no, we don't need any snowfall. Huh. We just need rain. Amen. Thank God for rain. That rain you guys helped pray in, that snow, that really helped. Have we changed hours, or is just my phone still on Montana time? The bottom line, John, if you cross the Montana border and you come back, you got to turn your phone all the way off and turn it back on. You'll be living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. That's just how that state line is. I don't think. Of course, Brother Jerem and Brother Dan, do you guys have any other states that you drive into that when you cross the state line, the cell phone disconnects? Because literally, when you're on 2 and you're headed over from North Dakota to Montana, when you get to the state line, your phone call disconnects and you have to call back. I've never experienced that anywhere else in the nation, but It sure does happen there. Hey, John, we'll still be here when you get back, though, brother. Oh, Dan says it happens in many states. Wow.
What?
That the phone shuts off when you cross the border.
Oh.
Heading to North Carolina. Many times. Wow. Isn't that something? They both said it. I've never experienced that except right here. I know when we cross from Michigan to Wisconsin to Minnesota, it doesn't change. Doesn't shut off, but that's very interesting. For those of you that came to hear about God tonight, we'll talk about God in a minute. Right now, we're just talking about Earth. Are we ready for YouTube, love?
Yes.
Let me see if I'm ready. Jeremy, it's good to have you and Glazy on with us tonight.
It really is.
I
love it.
That's very encouraging to me. And Glazia, he's a really nice young man. I really like him.
He kind of likes him too.
Pause for just a minute. We got to get a few. Somebody else talk for a second. Brother Dave, take the mic, man. Brother Dan, call in and talk for a minute. Amen. Heading to North Carolina. You got taters on, brother? Jeremy, you got taters on tonight? That's what I want. I want you to bring me a whole semi-load of potatoes.
Really?
I mean, come on. I mean, you could have fried taters, boiled taters, baked taters, cubed taters, sliced taters, fried taters. Apples. All right, then. All right, all right. Isn't it good to have some truck drivers with us?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Just in case anybody's looking. Maybe Sweet Tater's coming back, all right? Just in case anybody's looking, they're looking for drivers in Texas. And now I'm not going fishing. You got back good. You're like, wow, I got an extra hour. All right. They're looking for drivers in Texas in the oil field. They're looking for drivers up here in North Dakota in the oil field. If you know anybody that's looking for a job, if you call Jerem King and talk to him, he'll tell you how wonderful it is to work in the oil field in North Dakota.
And
if you come talk to me, I'll tell you how good it is to drive in North Dakota. And depending on how serious you are, we'll just help you move here. Because it's a fun experience working out here in the oil field. Well, sort of. Let me say that differently. It's a different experience living in North Dakota, working in the oil field. But if you like working with good, hard-working folks, there ain't no place like this one. These are people that know how to go to work and like it. And always a joy to work in the frozen Bakken. Well, Jeremy, I don't have nothing to say to you, dude. You drove roads I never drove, brother. So my hat's off to you, literally. Look, you can see my head. Well, Brother Mike, Sister Shannon, we bless you. We're excited with you guys. Excited to see God doing big things. Dave and Gwen, good to have you guys with us. I'm watching the list. Haven't seen any other folks here. If I miss you, make sure you say hi twice.
Okay.
We about ready?
I think everything's ready.
All right. Technology's up and running. Looks like we got good speed tonight. And you cut your teeth where angels fear to tread some days. That's a good deal. Now tonight, as it stands right now tonight, I got a topic of our whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. What could the Apostle Paul have possibly been talking about when he made that statement? Your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to get into reconciliation. We're going to get into your sins forgiven and washed away, regeneration. And most of all, we're going to get into the presence of God and do some good things tonight together, studying the word. Now, always remember this about this group of people. We're going to have the Holy Spirit move here in our midst, no matter what. Because we don't have an agenda that is outside of his work. We've got people to pray for tonight. Brother Warren Walsh, we're going to pray for him. He just got out of surgery yesterday. Chris Timmer, we're going to pray for you again. And we got some folks to pray for. We got some things to do. And then Father called it a healing room. Anybody that shows up and needs healing, we're going to pray for them. And we're going to shout glory with some people who've had healing miracles happen in their life. And besides all that, we're going to study the word of God and realize that God Almighty is on the inside of you doing his best to help you know who he is. And that's what this program is all about. Never again do you have to be feel condemned. God takes condemnation away. You might feel convicted in your heart to change some things, but it'll never be condemnation, because condemnation is of the enemy and conviction is of our Father. Two different terms. We may even get there tonight also. Sounds like a good night, doesn't it?
Sounds like a good night.
Besides that, we got some good coffee to drink. We've already had good conversation with Nebraska and Michigan and Michigan and Michigan and Michigan. And all y'all from all the other states, welcome. Aunt Velma, I haven't seen you yet, but we still love you and welcome. Christine and Sunday, we love you guys. Who am I looking for? Phyllis K. Raymond, all the way from Louisiana. And Angel Collier, there's Wilma.
Hey, Wilma.
Houghton Lake is checked in. God bless Houghton Lake. God bless Houghton Lake. Glory be to God. Thank you, Wilma, for your presence here tonight. Thank you for all you do. I know that those emails might seem like that seems a little redundant, but I'm going to tell you right now, the value of those emails is absolutely amazing,
yeah.
Wilma.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to say except thank you for being willing to do something to help us get this mission accomplished, because thank God for it.
Yeah.
You begin to see people getting involved and helping you. Thank God for it in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody's got my dinger dinging. All right. It is 16 April 2021 on a Friday night here. And this is called the Community of Faith. The Community of Faith is a gathering, an international gathering of believers that have a really nice board that's written. And we really have looked for a tripod, and it just ain't there. But that's all right. This is who we are. International Family of Mountain Moving Believers.
Hallelujah.
A growing community of faith. We have gathered together to study and believe the word for what it actually says, and to be free of religiosity and live by faith. We've established a power grid of prayer for the United States of America and the body of Christ around the world. That is who we are. We use Facebook Live, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, and our website. Mission statement: effectively meeting people's needs and propelling them to their eternal destiny. Learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. Preach the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and you, bringing the greatest breakthrough in life to everyone who meets us. Demonstrate all the promises of God in him are yes and amen, and help every believer move from glory to glory, faith to faith, grace to grace. Help every believer find their place and function in their grace. That's what this community of faith is all about. We're glad you're here. You're a welcome addition to it. Any part of the kingdom of God that you've enjoyed yourself to, you can take part of it here. In a little while, we're going to have received communion together. And it's the Holy Communion. It is the New Covenant worship, we call it, right out of the Word of God. And it's going to be a good time together. You may say, Pastor, I don't know about God. I've never been trained in the things of God. Well, stick around, because what we're going to help you do is find out who God is on the inside of you. And one of our main verses we're living in is John chapter 17, verses 20 through 25. It says that God wants to be one, wants you to be one with him. What an amazing thought that the God and Father of all of us wants us to actually live and one with him. Father, we pray for Velma right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen her body so that she can be with us and be here and enjoy the program and add her supply to the kingdom of God right here, right now, today. We bless Brother Warren and Brother Chris, Sister Sherry and Sister Michelle, recovering from the surgeries that they've been in. We bless Travis to recover from the surgery that he had. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus, bodies heal. Bodies heal. Be strong. Spirits, be strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for every person who's a part of this body to feel the strength and power of Almighty God living in them and flowing through them right now, changing their lives. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say a big amen.
Amen.
Stand together with me. We're going to make the Pledge of Allegiance. All of us stand except Dan and Jerem. Please don't stand, because you might freak a few folks out driving down the road with them. Here we go. Brenda, Your Honor, let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action and still serving today. This moment of silence is in honor of all of those who have paid the last full measure of devotion for our lives and for our freedom here in the United States of America. This moment of silence is in honor of all of those who, because of combat, carry the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of those who have faithfully served and today are valuable citizens in our community. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Let's sing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And now, let's pray for the United States of America. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come again tonight as we do every night. And we say, God bless America. May God bless America. Thank you, Father, that all through the history of this great nation, you've caused men and women to rise to the challenge. No matter whether they were in the military, in the government, passionate patriots like this group of believers, stand up what this nation believes for. And we, the people of the United States of America, stand right now, and we do believe. And we know that you have heard our prayers every single day as we have prayed them. We know that we have the petition that we ask, because that's your promise. Now again on this night, we declare, forgive us of our sin, Lord. Heal our land. We turn from our wicked ways and we seek your face. And we know that the promise that you gave us is when we do those things, you hear the prayer in heaven, you forgive and heal the land. We know that was Old Testament and we now live in the new. But Father, we still stand in the gap for those who today are confused. They don't know what they're doing. They don't realize how wrong it is. And we ask you, Father, that by revelation knowledge right here, right now, tonight, as we the people gather together, that revelation knowledge will help them come to their senses and say, yeah, hold it. Yeah. We can't do what this thing's saying they're going to do. We got to stand against it. May their own people that are trying to destroy America stand against them. And we thank you for it. We, the people of God, gather our faith together tonight again, and we say, God bless America tonight. Psalm 133, verses 1 through 3 says, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. We dwell together in unity. And our faith simply says, amongst everything that seems to be out of order in America, the United States of America, we declare our hope and our trust is in you, O Lord. You, Lord, are our strong tower. You are the tower of righteousness, the tower of strength, where the righteous run in and are safe. In this day that we live, we don't need to run into a tower. We're the righteous. We're the bold. We're the strong. We're the conquerors. We are the mighty army of God, the body of Christ. And on this earth, we continually take dominion and take that territory that you've given us to take in Jesus' mighty name. Father, have mercy on everyone that's just confused. Have mercy on them, we pray. We pray it right now, have mercy. Those that know what they're doing, they do it on purpose. They have no desire to change. We declare that their plans come back on their own head and cause them to stop.
Yeah.
And as the prophecy said, and run away and never return to politics another day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray and we declare right now that the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow, no painful toil with it, manifest in this great nation right now. May every believer rise up today and say, I am going to follow God in every way. May our churches be filled with people that are tithers that say, you promised to rebuke the devourer. I return to you what you give to me, and I will see you destroy our enemy in this land. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you that we can have this kind of confidence that no weapon formed against us ability to prosper. We declare that all of our leaders, military, financial, political, in the arts and entertainments, those in the ministry and in the education, in the mighty name of Jesus, resist the wicked,
yeah.
Resist the corrupt, and deliver them from the Lord. May people shun them, so they just run and hide. The righteous are as bold as a lion. And the wicked man runs when no man is even chasing him. And they better run now, because we the righteous are chasing them. And we declare that you, Jesus, are Lord right here in the United States of America again.
Amen.
We declare over all of our veterans and the military, families of the fallen and the wounded, that an infallible proof of Almighty God comes to them today by the angels of Almighty God. They see their training. They see who they are. They see their place. They rise up to it, and they lead this nation into peace until that day when you return, Lord.
Yes.
And the trumpet sounds, and we rise to meet you in the air, and eternity begins. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus, my name. And now I will ask you to pray with me the prayer against the isms here in the United States. It's in your comments. Wait a minute. That the enemy is trying to bring to the United States of America.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't receive it.
We don't receive it.
We do not receive it. Not in the slightest bit. So pray this out loud with me. To all the isms, it is impossible to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God. And we are rebuilding every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us comes back on you immediately. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Psalm 144, verse 14, in the Passion Translation. Our enemies will not invade our land. There will be no breach in our walls. Oh, these are the walls we are rebuilding. And it's called the walls of righteousness. And now pray the Patriot Prayer of Dedication with me tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King,
forgive us
of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. You know, every time we come here, it would be appropriate to hear some of you pray this same prayer. And I think I'm going to begin to call on you and ask you to pray. Now, we'll have a very specific thing we're trying to get accomplished, because while we pray for America, that's not the time to pray for the missionaries around the world. Pastor, you have something against missionaries? No, I don't have nothing against nothing. Well, yeah, I do. I refuse corruption. I refuse wickedness. I refuse sin and abomination. I ain't part of that. Never going to be a part of it another day of my life. And I'm going to help everybody I know get free in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. However, you and I have a duty, and we are fulfilling it right here. And what is that duty? We stand together every night and proclaim, God bless America. Every night that we stand here and do this, and we speak these words into the heavenlies, who knows what it's doing. I mean, it's doing. You can see it's doing it. Well, we saw another article today that told us it's happening. What was it? Interesting. It was another article today that said the words when are coming to pass. And it was the fall of a big company or something. I don't remember what it was. Anyways, the idea is you and I are going to see what our enemy is doing come back on their own way. I know what it was I saw. I saw a Democrat standing up against what's going on in the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Now, that's a big statement right there. That's a big statement. And it flipped in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of our prayers are being heard. As soon as I just said that, I could hear Jesus up there on the side of that mountain again saying, behold, I am coming quickly. I don't think you and I can be too bold right now. I don't think we can be too bold, because the day is so close to the end. And we got to find, I was talking with Brother Mike about it today. We got to find a way to reach every person we can possibly reach. Help them be reconciled to our God and be a blessing to them in Jesus' mighty name. You know, for years the church has taught, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But wait, that was John the Baptist's message. That was John the Baptist's message. Remember what Jesus' message was? Jesus' message was to preach the gospel of the kingdom. What's that? Be made whole, your sins be forgiven. Be made whole, your sins be forgiven. And you and I have a lot of being able to make that happen. Oh, yeah, I need some coffee.
Great. You want
this? Sure, that would be fine too. So, we'll get into that in just a minute. It's going to be a good study. You're going to like it. I want us to just pray in the spirit for a little bit and just hear the voice of God. We haven't prayed in the spirit in a couple sessions here. I like to do it for several reasons. Number one, some people have never heard anybody pray in the spirit before. What does it help you do? It helps you realize that, whoa, there is a heavenly prayer language and it actually works. Another thing it does is it encourages some of you who have begun praying in the spirit and you don't use your gift often. It encourages you to use the gift because it's something that you should be using every day, any time of the day, all day long. You know, like we went walking today on our afternoon walk for exercise and we were praying in the spirit, I don't know, for 10 minutes of it, just praying in the spirit, saying, God, show us, God, show us, God, show us. But I want us to pray in the spirit tonight and just hear the voice of God for a minute and worship him. The book of Jude, verse 20, says, and you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. When you pray in tongues, as some would call it, the prayer language of the Spirit, all right, some call it their heavenly prayer language. When you pray in that language, you build up yourself in your most holy faith. What I'm getting ready to do is not prophecy. It's not something that needs an interpretation. I'm not saying it for your benefit, although you're getting to hear me say it. I'm saying I'm going to worship you in a moment in the spirit. And if you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, start now. Say it with me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Bam, you're filled. If you know Jesus, you're filled. He's more willing to give you the Spirit than you even are to ask. Let's just pray together in the Spirit. Shamu kaledemana sanduba. Andasite lakar ambasondele ambrasandemana shakila. Endala sondede varamakala sinduma. Ambanasa, ambrosola da ba vana mandikite, andolena shane manaka, ena manasutika, andolode ena manando budi nashakiba la brode monika. Oh, we worship you tonight, Jesus. We worship you tonight. Ombandia samaka, ena lalone sa, ambrosebe vede balata, ambandola sikete. Embronde ne manasito, onde la sa ambashakalado anana mandele vere masaka, ando la sambrona vitaka, enda la sanda, anda la site pedica, ona sandele shi, ene manangada. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, ote kasha dolama, abananose, embrasandede. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Sondere ma ambrosaka sondala varamando enenronisama anda rashala kudema enda bandolo ode balasitekede enerondona manavidibidiketa. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak the hidden wisdom of God ordained for our glory. Shone manandika And then Emondica. Ambasanda lust te varibodica. Andolo samrandivide. And Emananda kebula sabada. And Emandandule severemo. Anda shariba. And Emanondida. Anda lesedida makamanevo. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen to this. I didn't pray that for a word of wisdom or word of knowledge. I prayed that to build myself up because I just felt a little short on the upside. And I love to pray in the Holy Ghost. And I want you to listen to what this just came to me by the Holy Spirit. It's interesting when the Father does this. This is what he wants to say to somebody. I hear you talking to me by yourself. You've been saying, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I'm talking to this buddy right now that's listening. You say, I'm in a bad way, Lord. I'm in a tight spot. I don't know what to do. I've come to tell you tonight what to do. Trust me. Cling to me, saith the Lord. I am the answer. Buddha's not the answer. Muhammad's not the answer. All the false gods are not the answer. There's only one answer. And his name is Jesus. And he's the only one that can live inside of you. And I want to make my abode within you. I've got your situation completely planned out, saith the Lord. Now, awesome. I'm literally talking to somebody right now. It's a lady. I see a lady I'm talking to. If you just been saying this is horrible. I don't know what to do. He knows what to do. Listen to this statement. When we pray in the Spirit, it hooks us into the mind of the Holy Spirit. You actually got tears running down your cheeks right now. How do you know that? Because the Holy Spirit knows you and where you are. And he is ministering to you right now tonight. Listen to this statement. Listen to what he's saying to you. It's not as bad as you think. And I have the answer that you need. It'll put a big old smile on your face. Because you'll find yourself in your place. Here it comes. I just love it. You're my daughter, says the Lord. I want you to trust my holy word. Study it like never before. Because in it, you find that open door. And my blessing will be with you forevermore. Just trust me. Trust me now. Trust me then. Trust me everywhere you go. Trust me. Because I've got your future all laid out. It's already laid. It's already, get that word. Somebody, it's already blessed you and will bless you more. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's still coming. It's just God. He's talking to you. Whoever you are, God's talking to you. Watch this. I was listening to you when you was a little girl. And you would point up to the sky and say, hey, God, if you're up there, do you hear me talking to you? The Father says, I heard you talking, and I'm the one that has put all these details together for you. And now, here you are, and watch me move on your behalf. that situation you fight, I've already got it dealt with, and it'll fall in place and put a big old smile right on your face. When you see it, you're going to know it, and you're going to jump and shout and let everybody know it. I found my place, I found my place, I found my place, I found my place. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I can see in the realm of the spirit that it was specifically for a person. But I can tell that there's about three or four of you that whether you're alive right now or not, that started ministering to you. It's all right. Let it minister to you. Let it reach down inside and begin to touch you. Wow. Wow. Wow, this is all by the Spirit of God. One of you, it's about a marriage situation. And you don't know how it's going to work out. But the Father says, it's going to work out. 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 That's good. Just grab a hold of it. Grab that word. Just now take it and just say, you know what? It's going to work out. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Say it with me. Everybody say it out loud. It is going to work out.
It is going to work out.
Actually, what we got to say is it's working right now.
Yeah.
All the way out. It's going to work. Our God is not a God of way out someday. Our God is, it's what I told you, let's get it done. Amen?
Yeah.
And he's working for you. Right now, in Jesus' name. Rebecca, I would say God's not waiting, and I declare your tongue is loosed tonight while you're on this program. Your tongue is loosed. Just keep saying, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up. It's coming. Once it starts, it'll never stop. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I've been throughout this last year, we've prayed this many times with many different people that have been filled with the Holy Spirit. They begin to get their heavenly prayer language, and they're like, man, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It is. It is. But it's not something to use in church and brag about. It's to make a very specific connection to the Holy Spirit of God so that you can get past all the stuff and go right to the center of where it's at. It's like that person I saw a minute ago. I could tell that it was a lady. She was crying. I could tell she's crying. I can't see your face, but you were crying. I could tell God was moving on you. And guess what? His presence and his power just manifested to you and showed you one of the most powerful, infallible proofs that you can ever see in your life. Somebody like me, I don't know who you are. I don't read minds. I don't have no supernatural, telescope. No, that's not it. What's that? Telepathic process. No, I ain't of that spirit. That's of the demonic spirit. I'm not of that spirit. I don't make this stuff up. We pray in the Holy Spirit. We prepare our hearts before we get here. And then God moves and brings an answer for us. Right here, while we're live on the program, in Jesus' mighty name. The coffee lady has brought me more coffee. Isn't it wonderful? Can you guys tell that the sun's out? Sun beautiful?
It is.
It's just beautiful. Thank God.
You'll need more moisture, but the sun is beautiful for it.
Thank God for the sunshine. It definitely took away all the fire hazards when it snowed, and that's a good thing. And we thank you for your prayers for North Dakota. Prayers work.
Yes, they do.
Listen, Some of you, like, you might say, Pastor, how much of the stuff you believe that you pray is actually coming to pass? All of it.
All of it. Amen.
All of it. We ain't joking. We're not joking. At all. Last Saturday night, by the Spirit of God, I said, may the next storm that shows up in Chicago make its way right up around Wisconsin, Minnesota, and right into North Dakota. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what the storm did. It sucked the moisture out of the Gulf or somewhere. It made a big, big circle up above in Canada and came back across us, gave us the needed couple, 2-3 inches of snow we needed to walk today, and it didn't even kill the killdeers. There were some pretty tough birds right there. There's a lot of snow in that field. But why are you saying it? Because if we listen to the Word of God and we listen to the Spirit of God, He will speak to us very specifically. And we can have great confidence in that. I'm going to tell you, if I've ever given you a verse of Scripture, that's because when I began to send you a text, an email, a message, the Holy Spirit said, give them the Scripture. My place is to proclaim it to you. Your place is to go to warfare and see it come to pass.
Yeah.
And watch God do that work in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I say, Pastor, I got questions about what you just did. Well, send me a message. Send me an email. Send it to me in my private messenger. And we will help you understand who God is. We've got over 350 videos that can teach you about just about anything you want to know about the kingdom. And we're glad to hook you up for that and help you find just exactly what it is you need to know. There's no shame in saying, I need help. There's just confusion if you need help and you don't get it. Every one of us have been in that position at one time saying, somebody help me understand this kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, I can just do a whole lot of talk preaching right now, but I believe that we're actually supposed to be receiving communion right now. So, if you will, get your communion elements available, and we will... We'll receive communion together. There's a lot of people here. And I want to be a blessing to everybody that's here. And you might say, Pastor, I don't have grape juice and bread with me. It's all right. Get you a cracker and some water. Get you a Cheez-It and some Gatorade. It don't matter. God's very specific about his process. But if you don't have it because you're not ready or whatever, Brother Dan and Brother Jeremy, they're just driving down the road. Not many truck drivers keep grape juice and bread in the truck with them. But God will bless what it is you offer if you offer it to him in faith in Jesus' mighty name. I just see we got some folks with us tonight that the communion elements are going to give you a breakthrough right now while we do this. Therefore, let's just do it. And we'll get to the Word of God in just a minute, because God's got a plan for this time together, and we just sit here right now and submit ourselves to that plan and shout glory, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Those of you that have been around here for a while, if you see somebody come in, they got a prayer request, make sure you type a prayer into them if you can, and you be a blessing to them. And then the moderator will pin it, and we'll make sure we pray for it also in the mighty name of Jesus. New Covenant Worship, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. I think in my New Testament, part of my Bible, this is the page it automatically opens up to now. How cool is that?
I love it.
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. You might say, now, Pastor, I don't know about this communion stuff. Well, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, you should receive the communion elements. And if you're not born again yet, then during this time of communion, right now, you'll be born again. So you're now able to receive communion. There's a lot of organizations. There's a lot of church organizations that give you this big old long process about your first communion and all the rest of that. I don't have a problem with process. I just have a problem when it ain't the things that God teaches in his book. And so I encourage you, just stick with us. Listen to it. Follow along in your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you can go to BibleGateway.com. That's a website, and you can look these verses up. They put them right in the comments so you can find them. You can download an app on your phone that's called E-Dash, like the hyphen dash, E-Stored.net. And you can download a good Bible there. Actually, you can download about 15 translations that are free. And find one that you like to read. So thank you, guys. Appreciate your help on that. Bible Gateway and the E-Sword. Guys, bless you. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. One more drink of coffee. We got a good team. All right. Say it differently. We are a powerful body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Very powerful, buddy.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, how he redeemed you, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. First John chapter 4, verse 17. I bind that spirit of religion that's on you, that's trying to make me read that verse about the death and destruction. Listen to the word of God. John chapter 4, verse 17. I can tell it right now. I got somebody saying it. Love has been perfected among us in this, that you may have boldness in the day of judgment. You're judging me, I'm going to be bold. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world right now. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. And therefore, there should be no fear in the awesome table of the Lord for those who are right with God. If you're not right with God, pray the prayer. You'll be right with God. See the difference. I got a brother. I can tell I got a brother tonight saying, you're leaving out part of this Bible. No, I'm not. But nobody's taken the communion before we pray the prayer of salvation. That's the big difference between here and places. I want you to think about something for a minute. I wish everybody could put a picture in of what their cup looks like. Wait. And what your piece of bread looks like. Why would you do that, Pastor? Because it would let you and I know that God has so many different facets, so many different ways. They're all his ways.
Yeah.
But you might have a glass, a regular glass. You might have a wine goblet. There's people that's got shot glasses. I don't know. I think that's what this is, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know. You might have a communion set. Actually, you bought it at a Bible bookstore. It's all right. You might have been there and bought one of those that's pre-made that's got the little cracker on the top and then the juice. I don't like those because you don't get enough to even get the crackers washed off your tongue. And Jesus didn't hand them a little bit of stuff to wet their tongue. They took a drink out of a cup. What are you breaking apart, Pastor? I'm breaking apart all of this religious gobbledygook that doesn't have anything to do with God. And I'm telling you right now, there is no fear in love, and there should be no fear in the communion service for people who love our God.
Yeah.
Amen? Pastor, I'm scared about that verse of damnation. Well, I know, because they made you afraid to take communion. Doesn't that just sound like our Jesus? Father whipped him. Father beat him. Father made him pay the penalty for every sin. But now you coming with your sin should be afraid of him. No. See, when you really think about it, that stuff doesn't make sense. The thing we should teach you is reconciliation.
Amen.
If you're away from God, maybe you've never known God. In the matter of 1 minute, you're going to know God. And your whole life will change in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you.
I know I need you.
In every part of my life.
In every part of my life.
According to the book of John.
According to the book of John.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
The only door.
The only door.
And I enter in now. Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
Into every part of my life.
Into every part of my life.
Manifest yourself. And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter
1. You give me the right.
You give me the right.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And I thank you for it.
And I
hold your sin out like this in a big pile and just dump it out and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I can't do anything with it.
Anything.
Put your hand out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
And I thank you for it.
Yes, I thank you for it.
Just do that. Just receive the righteousness to me. Say this with me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. That was the first time you've ever prayed that prayer. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. You have now been born again, and you are literally in the family of God. And that one prayer, you should have experienced it. You went from darkness to light on the inside. You went from maybe fear, and then you got faith. Listen to this. You went from under the heavy load of sin that you couldn't beat in your own strength. Nobody can. To now receiving Jesus' righteousness, and it's like it lifts a load off of you. And the best part is God chose to adopt you into his family.
Amen.
My brother, welcome. My sister, welcome to the family of God. We're glad you're here. Somebody's crying right now. I can tell it. It's awesome. What is it? It's the blessing of God. It's what happens when a human makes that connection with the God that created him. And it just changes everything on the inside of you. Hey, tomorrow, you still got to deal with life where you're at. You're still going to get up and go to work. You still got to solve the problems. You still got to eat food. Right? You still got to love your neighbor and be a good person. But you're not doing it with God Almighty on the inside of you. In Jesus' name. And now, you're ready for the communion elements. Hey, my mom's here. Welcome, Mom. Good to have you with us tonight. Everybody say hello to
hello,
the Reverend Mother. She is my mother, and she is a reverend. I love you, Mom. Good to see you tonight. You ready? Let's take our communion, receive the communion together. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I receive these elements.
I receive these elements.
And I bless them.
And I bless them.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For all of my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
Christ in my
and right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the bread, the broken body together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With my Father.
With my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And
all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
It cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly,
I come boldly
to the throne room of grace,
the throne room of grace,
where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus
and the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Cast down in my
and
life.
There is no more condemnation.
Condemnation.
My conscience is clear. sins. My robes are made white.
And
I will always be.
A glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let's receive the juice together.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing a song. Matter of fact, I see my mom tonight, and I'm thinking about my dad. My dad's favorite song in the whole world, maybe, at least for all my childhood growing up, was the song, There's Power in the Blood, all right? And he could actually play it on the piano. Now, he didn't play a lot of songs on the piano, but let me see if I got that. Power in the Blood. Doesn't look like I do. Well, that's all right. Let's sing a verse of it. If you was a part of the church ever, you know it. Ready? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you our evil of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter? Much whiter than snow. There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Come to the There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. It's an honor of you, Dad. And of course, my dad's in heaven, and we got to all be there and watch him cross over. It was pretty cool. And off he went. And, oh, yeah, he also played it on his trombone. You're right, Mom, he did. Yeah, Dad was a good trombone player. And marched in the band and played trombone. And then all the years we had a church, he would get every kid that had an instrument and get us out there playing. And we would play with him. And he would play it on his trombone. Yeah.
Watch you on YouTube. That's awesome.
That's awesome, Mom.
I love it.
Don't you just love this? I love it. Now, for those of you that's new, I know we got some new folks here tonight. You might say, Pastor, this is what you guys do every night? Yep. This is what we do every night. Why? It's the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In this day that we live, there are people. The only way they're going to make it in is they have this much word of God happening in their life. Religion has beat the bloody stuffings out of them, and religion ain't going to make you happy. But a relationship with God Almighty will make you happy. And
what strength we draw from each other.
Oh, we draw some serious strength from each other here. And what a blessing that is. Hey, Velma, it's good to see you, ma'am.
Yeah,
we call you healthy, healed, and whole in your body. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, while we was receiving communion, I got thinking. There's been several people that have had death in their families lately. And we need to pray for these people. All right? So, Father, in Jesus' name, you said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You were a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. You said that we would give beauty for ashes. You said, Jesus, that we would actually console those who mourn in Zion. Give them the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So now we speak over Sunday and Chris and all of their family. We speak over the Chris and Debbie Davis family, that whole family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, mighty name of Jesus, we say, Debbie Davis, wake up, rise up, be healed, and care for your family now in Jesus' name. Thank you for the life and the testimony of Chris Davis that is living on. Our command is the same today as it's been. Rise and be healed. I pray for Robbie McCulley, whose father passed because of COVID. I bless Robbie with healing and strength in his body right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that every one of these people who we're praying for right now, that life and life more abundantly come to them now and brings great strength to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that. We pray for Leanne's family. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless Lee and bless Becky and all of the family and friends that and Leanne. Bless them, Lord, with your healing and your strength. I bless my brothers and sisters, all of the grandkids. Grandpa Cobble's gone to heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak your blessing. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. Francetta Goss's family has experienced the passing of someone that was close. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life, and life more abundantly to these families right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, last year, four of them, dad and two brothers, all went to heaven in one year. That's a serious thing. Bless Uncle Martin with strength. Bless all of the family. Bless Uncle Stan's family. Lost two people last year. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life and healing. Glenn and Doreen, we speak life and healing now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, anybody that's here tonight that may have someone that has been close to them and we don't know about it, we speak life to everyone that is connected with. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Did you make a list of those, love? We're serious about prayer here. And we don't just say we pray, we pray. And I would encourage every one of you that when somebody says, will you please pray for me? Stop right then and pray for them. Why? Because that's when they need that, is they ask you for that prayer in Jesus' mighty name. And now I want to pray for those who have been fighting COVID, affected by this, and for some families that's really dealing with it, and marriage problems in the mighty name of Jesus. This is revealed to me by the Spirit of God. There's people with some family problems, marriage problems. Father, in Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of division. Wait, I'm not closing my eyes for that. And confusion from marriages. Get off of their life. Unforgiveness, get off of people's life. They're born of God, they will forgive. I declare that truth comes out. May the truth be seen so that everybody can live in peace and the blessing of the Lord come in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare it again today, Lord, no more divorces. Been too many of them. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and health. Tell the truth and to live in the truth and to live in your love and in your mercy and your grace in the mighty name of Jesus. May people be bold and be confident and be loving in the name of Jesus. We speak now over every person that's dealing with the COVID situation. COVID, you're dead. We've already bound you 1,000 times. And we say, in the lives of all of these people, your power is broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, life is in their body. And when the doctors say we don't know what to do, our prayers have already done the work in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare right now in Jesus' name over, I need that list of COVID people. I just thought I could say it all by myself, but I'm not going to do that. We got the pastor from South Knoxville, Kenny Wells. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak over Kenny Wells. Add it to the list. You know, I like it when we're preaching faith and casting out demons, healing the sick. I like all that. But what we're doing right now, guys, is the daily duty of a believer. And that is to speak the word and see healing happen in their lives. We speak over Barb. Pneumonia, your power is broken. Donnie Jr., you live and you do not die.
Amen.
And you wake up and tell them folks all the truth about what they were trying to get accomplished. Yeah. And miracles happen to, and those doctors have to admit it now in Jesus' name. And Julie, and Ruben, and El Talina, Ben and Darlene, Susie, the Baker family, Audrey Van Gessel, Ron and Chris, Brenton and Owen, and Kenny Wells, we declare COVID, your power has been broken, is broken. Still broken, and we speak life to every cell, every tissue, every joint. The very marrow of the bone rises up and resists this, and the spirit of the living God on the inside of them brings healing from the inside out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare over these that have been given a cancer report. Your power is broken, cancer. We remind you, your power is broken and life comes to them. Hope comes to them. Strength comes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Debbie and PJ Hill, Kathy Angaroni's mom healed, Dane, Amanda, Miracle Man, Joey healed, Paul, in Jesus' mighty name. Teresa Dowd's mom, Roseanne, healed. Erica, healed. Christine Barkley, Gabby, healed. I think we nailed every name on that list, love. Amen. Put Sunday and Chris on that and Francetta Goss on that list. For healing their bodies.
Yeah.
Amen. Brighton and Missy. Amen. Thank you, Mary. So do you believe these prayers? You're not really sounding filled with faith. Oh, no. We're very much filled with faith. We not only believe these prayers, we know this is working. We know this is working. Why? Because the same Jesus that walked this earth lives in us. The same Spirit that anointed him anoints us. We can be timid, and we can act like, oh, God, what do we do? Or we can just go ahead and say, no, life and life more abundantly come now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. The sooner you understand your place in God, easier life is for you. Because then you'll no longer be a religious person on this earth. You will then become a mighty conquering person of faith. Well, look at there. Pastor, it was quiet. What happened?
What did I miss?
Nothing. I just had a couple apps pop up, and I had to pop them out, right? Get them out of the way. Don't get to take up my digital space. And so I was just removing them in the mighty name of Jesus. I encourage everybody to learn to just reach out and say, I'll pray for you right now. And people be like, some people like, you mean right here? Well, do you want God now or do you want him later? Yeah, right here. And then just pray a real simple prayer. Some of you have never heard this prayer before. Let me remind you how to pray. Lord, I don't know everything this person's dealing with, but you, Lord, have never missed one day of their life, one second since they have been conceived. And I know you know how to touch their life in the exact place that they need it, and bam, God touches them right there. And they begin to cry, and they begin to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you'll be like, well, I don't even know what I did. And you'll say, they'll be like, that's kind of weird. And you'll be like, no, it's not weird. It's wonderful. Wonderful. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. We're praying for him. We're believing God for every one of these people that have autism. We're not stopping until we see God do a mighty miracle. First time I spoke to it, I meant what I said. Every time I speak to it since then, I mean what I said. Jesus called to the Spirit, and it left. And I declare in Jesus' name that it leads to, in the mighty name of Jesus. You ready for the Word of God? Somebody shout, I love the Word. I love the Word. Brenton, Owen, and Missy, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And I love the Word. I love the Word. I love the Word. I love the Word. Tonight, last night we had some amazing testimony of God just blessing people's lives. Brother Mike had another amazing story happen to him. And Brother Dan said, very true, it's not in our own strength. Now we got to change that thought pattern that keeps us thinking in a different manner than God's abundant provision. That was a good statement that Dan made. And it's like Mike said yesterday, I know I had $30 in my pocket. And when the young lady counted what I gave her, she had $430. You might say, Pastor, I need that man to give me some money. And here's the revelation. You and I are the people that are the ones that's going to be handing the money to people and watching God do that work. And then as you and I give, it's given back to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that'll be a blessing to you and your family. Don't hear these testimonies and say, well, there's some big spiritual guru. That's why it happened to them. No, they're just somebody that's picked this word up and said, I believe the word of God, and I believe it's coming to pass in my life right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go to, I want to read a story. I didn't have a story in my notes, but let's read one. You want to read a story? Let's read a story. And then we'll read the principles that we're going to talk about tonight. Paul said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Think about this thought. If they're going to be preserved blameless, at one point in your life, you had to become blameless. In order to be preserved blameless, you have to be blameless. All right? Write this statement out. Some of you have heard it before. You can write it out too. If death is your savior from the bondage of sin, no wait. If it takes death to set you free from the bondage of sin, sin is your savior, not Jesus. I mean, death. Well, I guess I should have wrote it down. I'll say it again. If death is your savior, if you're saying, when I die, I'll finally be free from sin, then death is your savior, Jesus.
Horrible.
Pastor, would people actually say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, we're going to combat that tonight, and we're going to do it in just a couple of minutes. I know some of you might say that's impossible, but no, it's not. We're going to get it done. Acts chapter 16. And we're going to go to 16 through 40. We're going to let the Bible tell a story. When you get there, hold your Bible. We'll make our confession. Did you type it in? All right. Sister Leanne typed it in. I'll have her just paste that in there for you. I think I kind of messed it up from the first time I heard it. But it's a powerful statement. If it takes death to set you free from the bondage of sin, then death is your savior. not Jesus. As soon as Jesus comes in your life, you're free from sin. And you might say, so you don't know my life. Well, it's not about your life. It's about this book. And it's about what Jesus did. That's what it's about. You ready? Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I am what
I go do what it tells me to
do.
Today I will be taught the Word of God.
Today I will be taught the Word of God.
And it is changing my life.
And it is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
I receive it as a seed. That is producing a hundredfold and more.
That is producing a hundredfold and more.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now today.
Right now today.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this word that we read tonight and these verses that we study. I declare the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit of God, the same Spirit that was in the beginning when you were hovering over the water. The same Spirit that's in the throne room of heaven. And the same Spirit that lives on the inside of us and filling us with the power of God. Illuminate our heart and mind and understanding. And I declare revelation knowledge comes to every person within the sound of my voice right now. In Jesus' name. Here we go. Listen to the story. Acts chapter 16. We're starting with verse 16. We're going all the way to 40. Hang on. Please keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times. You don't want anybody to get hurt. Make sure your harness is down, because when we do the barrel roll, we don't want to dump you out. He's getting ready to cast a demon out. I don't want something bad to happen to you. Hold on, let me get you guys up here where I can see your comments. All right. It happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her master such profit by fortune telling. Fortune telling, tarot cards, tea leaves, gravel in the yard. It don't matter. Any of that stuff that they try to read and tell you your future, it's all of the devil. Stay away from it. Stay away from it. It's of the devil. It's a demonic spirit. It'll destroy you. You got a Ouija board in your house? Take it out and burn it. Get rid of it. Don't take it to the Salvation Army. Burn it. It is of the devil. 17. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of the Lord, the way of salvation. What she said is right. She's got a demon. All right? It's a demon speaking those words. And this she did for many days. But Paul became greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. Her master saw that their hope of profit was gone. They seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates. And they said, these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. That's messed up.
Yeah.
And when they laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. That's in the maximum security. 24. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison, fastened their feet in the stock. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. I wonder if it was Amazing Grace.
No,
this is how I fight my battle. All right. I didn't know that. 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and every chains were loosed. Do you notice the other yesterday that we read 2 Chronicles 20:20 at the noon prayer time? And all of that enemy army destroyed itself when they began to sing in praise? When Paul and Silas began to sing in praise, that prison could not contain them. Keep watching. 27. That's one of our answers. Sing in praise.
Yep.
Wait, don't be singing Carry the Bear Christian songs. Sing songs of faith that fill you with faith and the anointing of Almighty God.
Yeah.
27. The keeper of the prison awakened from sleep and seeing the prison doors opening, supposing the prisoners had fled, Jerry Stardon was about to kill himself. Because if he didn't kill himself, they were going to kill him and they might really mess his life. Paul called with a loud voice saying, do yourself no harm. We're all here. And he called for a light. And he ran in and found trembling before Paul and Silas. And he broke out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your household. Do you notice that he didn't say, repent of all your sin? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your household. That man's obedience was getting a lot of stuff done in the realm of the spirit. When you and I tell sinners, well, you should repent of your sin, this and that and the other, and then 14 things. Wait a minute. At what point do you finally say, all right, there's no way I'm going to remember every sin I committed? And the bottom line, as soon as you say, I receive you, he totally covers with his blood. That blood totally purges everything in your life. None of your sins are imputed against you. He throws them in the sea of his forgetfulness, and he makes you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So what difference does your sin make? Know how many sins you committed is not important to God.
Right.
Wrote them down. But he's going to impute them all anyways. Said to this man, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your whole house. They spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who were with him in the house. He took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Immediately. When he brought them into the house, he set before them and rejoiced food before them, having believed in God with all of his household. I mean, the man's house got saved in one night. Why? Because they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. 35. When it was day, the magistrate sent the officers saying, let those men go. Keeper of the prison reported these words to Paul saying, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. And Paul said, you're a crazy man. Those that they have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us to prison, and now they put us out secretly? No, indeed. Let them come themselves and get us out. Paul ain't no chicken, and he ain't no city. 38. The officers told these words to the magistrate, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. Then they came and pleaded with them and brought them up and asked them to depart from the city. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them, and they had departed. Not too bad. A bunch of work done in a matter of a couple of days and really shook a whole city up for the kingdom of Almighty God. I mean, Paul started to see this. What did that jailer have to do? What did he have to do? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. It is. Call in and preach it, brother. I know you're busy, so I didn't ask you to call and preach, but you could have. But maybe I should just preach it this time. Love you, Mark. I'll tell you right now. God makes this very simple. Man is the one that complicates it. Man is. Let's look at our next set of verses I want to just do tonight. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Go with me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, make sure you have one of those papers with you. Put that in Acts chapter 16 because we're coming back there. 1 Thessalonians 5. Got to leave preaching to professionals this weekend. Love you, brother. Hallelujah for you, Mike. God bless you guys. We love the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it that we see in your life. In the name of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5. And let's go down here to 16 through 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 23. Watch this. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. He did not say in everything, give thanks for everything. Don't thank God for sickness. Rebuke it.
Yeah, amen.
Don't thank God for poverty. Rebuke it. Well, Pastor, what if you're supposed to learn something? Well, I got a word for you. In sickness and poverty, you better learn something or you're going to be broke and dead. And that's not God. Keep reading. In everything, give thanks. Thank God in the middle of everything that he's got power on the inside of you, causing you to overcome. 18, 19. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. That must have been a problem for the Thessalonians. Despising prophecies. Do not do that. Test all things and hold fast to that which is good. Now, abstain from every form or appearance of evil. If many Christians just lived in that one right there, abstain from all appearance of evil. If you lived in that one alone, it would change many parts of your life. If you watched what you posted on the internet and you watched who it was that was sharing it, so you didn't share somebody's pornographic site,
yeah,
you might just save yourself some trouble. I'll encourage you in the Lord. Before you share it, check the site out. You might say, I won't share much. I know. There's a lot of good posts that I'm like, that's a good post. And I'm going to blank everything out and I'm going to screenshot it, but I'm not sharing from that site. Why? I shun the appearance of evil. 23. May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you. Also do it. I want you to see this verse. Paul said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Well, if it's going to be preserved blameless, there had to come a point where it became blameless. Think about the word blameless. No ability to blame. Blame less. Right? It means you can't put no blame at this person. Well, now, Pastor, how in the world is that going to go on in our life? Well, everybody knows the next verse I'm going to use. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If a man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Let's just put it right into Acts chapter 16. We'll use that story. The jailer who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Does it matter what translation you go to? The word all things is there in every translation because God means all things when he says all things. We're back to that same question again. Pastor, if all things are made new, why do I still have a problem with sin? Because you're a humanoid. Did God make you blameless? Yes, he did. Watch this. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21 is probably the greatest set of verses about being saved, born again, in the whole New Testament. Why? Because it's the whole picture. I remember hearing Brother Osteen, slow down. I remember hearing Dr. Kenneth Hagin saying, it's the revelation he got laying in that bed. No, when he came out of the bed and was healed, and he got that revelation at 2 Corinthians 5:17 that he's a new creation. He had started to go to school. At school, he missed the whole year. And they're like, something different about you. Well, then he heard it taught. He taught, 2 Corinthians 5:17. He said, I'm a new creation. So he said, I just kept my New Testament in my pocket. Gideon, you know. And he said, well, I'm a new creation. And they'd be like, what do I mean? He said, well, that old Kenneth, you know, died. He's dead. I went to his funeral. I'm a new man. I'm a being that never existed before. But here's the problem some people face. They're like, yeah, but Pastor, don't you know I still, and then they name it. Well, I know that's what that old man used to be, but I also know that God made you a new man, a new creation. And God said all that old stuff had passed away and all the new stuff had come. Now watch this. People say, but I don't know what I've got to do to be free. You don't have to do anything because you can't. And Brother Kim Wetland looked at me that day and said, the righteousness of faith, you don't know what that is? I'm like, I don't know what it is, Kim. He said, you mean you believe God and it's counted to you for righteousness? I'm like, okay. He goes, you don't know what it means, do you? I'm like, no, I didn't get it. And he said, you believe God like Abraham and God makes you his righteousness? I said, okay. I mean, I'm a preacher. It makes sense what he's trying to tell me. He goes, man, you don't get it. I'm like, no, I've been pastor for 15 years. No. 17 years. And wait, spoken tongues, upside and everything. He said, have you ever noticed that no matter what, you can't beat sin in your own strength? He said, I'm like, oh yeah, I get that. If you're a pastor, you have an opportunity to sin every day with some people. There's some messed up people in this world, and they say it's your fault. But watch this. I said, I get that. He goes, you'll never be good enough. I'm like, hey, you know, watch what you're saying there, buddy. He goes, that's why when you're born again, Jesus gives you his righteousness. And then you'll never sin again. And it hit me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. My righteousness isn't good enough and I get his? He goes, yeah, his is good enough. I'm like, ain't no kidding, his is good enough. I jumped right up off the pew, man. I started shouting. I'm like, hallelujah. Guys, you don't have any power in you to quit sinning. It's your nature. Why that statement? I made it a minute ago. If it takes death to set you free from the bondage of sin, then death is your savior, not Jesus. Because Jesus sets you free right now forever. Pastor, you got me snowed in. I know, here comes another storm. We'll snow again. Catch the drift. I want to encourage everybody that's listening, do not be discouraged in this. Just say it again. Say, Lord, I receive this revelation.
Lord, I receive this revelation. Amen.
You ready? Let's go read a verse on Romans 6. Romans chapter 6. Verse number 1. And we'll read down through 4. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
Woo! I know you do. Hallelujah. It's about time. Romans 6, 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace abound? No. Certainly not. How shall he who died to sin live any longer in it? Pastor, you read the guy who died to sin? Well, you're supposed to have. And if you haven't, then let's dunk you again. Let's baptize you. And we'll teach you. You go down under the water, and you come up out of the water, raised to newness of life. Watch it. Do not know that many of us, as we're baptized into Christ Jesus, we're baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. Remember what Paul said? I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Wait a minute. In order to be preserved blameless, there had to come a point of blamelessness. When you were born again, none of your sins were imputed against you. I love this. I love this message. It's probably going to become my most, anyways, don't worry about it. Most whatever.
Most favorite.
Somebody said, Pastor, why is he going to save, preserve our spirit, soul, and body? I'm done with this body. I want a glorified one. Well, he's going to toast the earth and he evidently wants your body with you. Now watch this. So you were buried dead in water. And then you're raised up to life, a new person. Any man that's in Christ is a new creation. Say it. I've been created new. When you study that up, that means a being that never existed before. Why? You were bound in the sin nature. You were bound in the sin nature. But Jesus looked at you and said, you don't have any ability There's not one human on the face of this earth who has any ability in their own flesh to beat sin. Not even Sam Cottle. Hello? There's not one human on the face of this earth that has any ability in their own humanness to beat sin. There's no sin-beating technology installed within you. You got to have Jesus. But Jesus doesn't say, go through this whole big old list of things you have to do to earn it. It's called the free gift of righteousness. I think I've spilled too much coffee on the warmer. It sticketh to the bottom of the cup. Is there a difference between being baptized in a tank or a natural body of water? Yeah, the tank will probably be cleaner.
Oh, here, Anthony.
No. I was baptized in a swimming pool, Mary. Doesn't matter. God gets you. There's a lot of people baptized in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Them people we saw in Poland or wherever it was this winter,
chopped
a hole in the ice
yeah.
and dunked a guy right in the ice.
Yeah.
That pastor walked around in that water for 5 minutes after chopping a hole in the ice. Woo!
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Say this. I am walking in the newness of life.
I am walking in the newness of life.
Ready? Any man that's in Christ is a new creation. In verse 4, it says newness of life. You got to realize this. God makes you you've never been before. Pastor, why are these things still here? Because the revelation of the newness of life hasn't soaked all the way down in past those things. But I'm going to tell you something. If you stick with me, it will. And know this, the blood of Jesus is working for you right now. Say it with me. It's already done.
It's already done.
It's already done. Every time I teach this, somebody else gets it. Every time. Why? Because all of a sudden, you put this verse, that verse, that verse, that verse, that verse, that verse together, and you're like, oh, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to speak it over and over and over and over again until it gets down in the depths of you, which is what we did the other night when we went through the 10 verses and we established that fact in those 10 verses, and then we give them to you so you have them in your possession to begin to speak and declare them down inside of you. The sooner you get them down in here, the sooner that they will produce life out here.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, say it.
What?
I don't know, whatever you was going to say.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You have the look of saying something. Look at Romans chapter 5. Let's go to verse 15. Watch this. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, how much more the grace of God and the gift by grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. Say it. It's the free gift of grace. Watch this. 16. The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. Look at it. but the free gift. Say it with me. I got a free gift. What's it called? Righteousness. The free gift you get is Jesus' righteousness. The free gift you get is Jesus' righteousness. By grace, are you saved through faith? So that just means there's only one thing to do. Like the Philippine jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved and your whole house. What is it? It's the free gift of righteousness. You can't do anything to earn it. You just have to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, and then he gives it to you. He bestows it on you. He installs it in you. He covers you with it. Let's go to the end of 16. But the free gift, which came from many expenses, resulted in justification, just as if you never sinned. Say it with me. The free gift makes it just as if I hadn't sinned. The free gift does it. And you might look at that and say, isn't that something? Oh, believe it's a proclamation to the surrender of your life to God in the name of Jesus, washing you clean, and an outward sign of giving your life to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't think that water matters as long as it's blessed. Amen, brother. My dad would baptize him in the river, running water. Some people believe that that's what you do because it washes the sin on the river away from you. All right? Cool thing about our baptismal place was out on Peter's Road on Rifle River. And, of course, we always have baptismal on Sunday afternoon after church, and that's when everybody's floating down the river in the canoes. And they'd be floating by going, hey, what you guys doing? And, of course, they were drunk. We're like baptizing somebody. People had an instant conscience. Ooh. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's death, offense, death reigned through the one, how much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Jesus Christ. Look at this. Look at this verse. You literally go from bound by sin moment before you pray to now being filled with Jesus's righteousness. And look at what it says. Reigning in life through Jesus because of the free gift of his righteousness. Somebody ought to go, whoa! It doesn't matter where the water is, Mary. It honestly doesn't. And listen, the thief on the cross didn't get baptized. I'll just let it soak in. Ready? We're back in verse 17. All right? The free gift came to all men, resulting, oops, I'm in 17, receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Jesus Christ. You literally go from being out by sin to receiving Jesus' righteousness and reigning in life with him. I was bound. Now I'm free. I was a sinner. Now I'm reigning as a king. See, now Paul says, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. And literally, you know what our greatest challenge is? Is that we don't become so familiar with this that it gets the best of us. And we let pride get in the way. Or all of a sudden we go back and try doing a bunch of works for our righteousness. Look at chapter 6, verse 1, and we're probably going to be done here in about 5 minutes. What shall we say? Shall we continue in sin so that grace abounds? Those of you, listen to this now. Those of you that are like, Pastor, I'm not getting it, and I can't get free from this sin. We're going to receive communion again. I declare by the gift of the Holy Spirit that you receive this right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and it finally registers to the very depth of your being. The very depth. Why? Because the work is complete in Jesus. There is no human. I don't care who they were. There is no human who has the ability to beat sin outside of Jesus. And when you come to Jesus, you don't have to do anything except believe and receive. Pastor, do you mean if I just believe in God, that he'll take away cigarettes, alcohol, cussing, everybody's, you know, somebody's got something different. I don't have no judgment for anybody. Watch this. Yes, I believe it. Why? Because I've seen it. I've seen it. You don't need another person pointing their finger at you saying, get free from sin. You need somebody sitting down with the Bible saying, receive the free gift of righteousness. Amen. I ain't judging you about your sin. No way. I'm sitting there saying, receive the free gift of righteousness. Listen, Jesus makes you into his righteousness. Receive the free gift of righteousness. You are now a new creation. Yes, you. All of you. All things have passed away and all things have become new. You have now received the free gift of righteousness. And you literally go from a sinner to reign in life with Jesus. Well, Pastor, how can you say I'm reigning? Because Romans 8, 14 through 17 says, and as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You're just three pages away. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage and of fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by which you cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. You have literally been adopted into the family of God. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. 17. How do I do that, Pastor? You don't. You receive it. Brother Jesse, the planners preach this message and say, I don't get it. And he would say, would you stop trying to be what you already are? It's already done. Oh, Pastor, it just frustrates me when you say it. I know it, I know it, I know it. Listen, it used to frustrate me too. But then the day came when I realized I didn't need no more superhuman strength to beat sin. When I realized, hold it, there is nothing I can do to beat sin in my own human flesh. Well, Pastor, you do it by the blood of Jesus. Wait, if it's doing it by the blood of Jesus, it's Jesus, not me. All I got to do is receive it. He does the washing. He does the cleansing. He does the purging. He does the wiping away. He does the throwing in the sea of forgetfulness. And what does we do? Receive it. We receive the free gift of righteousness. if I was going to give you this Bluetooth as a gift, what would you have to do? You'd have to reach out and receive it. Here you go. You ready? Sister Leanne, I'm going to give you this gift.
Thank you.
She's already got one of her own. That one's mine.
Give it to me. I'm keeping it.
Stop it. I guess you got to wash that thing every now and then. Pastor, I get to receive all of Jesus' righteousness just by receiving it. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Listen, when you get this, no, since you've got this, you will look at your life and say, I get all of this righteousness by a gift? Yeah, because he loves you so much. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You know why Jesus went through such horrible suffering? Because he paid the price for every sin. Because there's no way humanly you and I can beat sin. There's no way. You don't have any ability to beat sin in your own strength. Because as soon as it's your own strength, you can boast. And when we receive him, it's like the one brother told me. I woke up this morning and said, I guess I ain't smoking no more. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. Don't have a desire for it. I'm like, really?
Yes.
How long you smoked? 40 years? I'm like, whoa. I'm like, well, how'd you do it? He goes, I just received what Jesus did. Everything I'm doing with drinking, just it's all gone. Don't have any desire. Why? Because God takes all that desire out. Pastor, it still comes to me, though. That's not desire. That's a fiery dart. That's a picture of what you used to be. Call it that. And say, you don't have any power for me. You're just a picture. You're just a picture. I'm a new creation. I don't do that. I didn't say it. That is not my nature. You literally have nature of Christ now. Your DNA switches to being born of God. Peter said, you are born of incorruptible seed that fades not away. You can't corrupt the seed. It's Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout glory. All right. Nobody else is dancing. But Wilma said they danced yesterday, so last night, so I'm going to dance.
Wilma danced yesterday.
Oh.
I love it.
Sure don't look too happy. I'm fired up with this message. I'm telling you right now. I'm fired up. Why? Because I've been set free. And it no longer has any control on me. Sin can't have any control on me. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Just won't. Mary, I've been looking for your question. Did the leg get you? I'm going to say it again. There is no human on the face of this earth who has ever had enough natural strength inside of them to overcome their sin. None, zero. Because if there was, there was no need for the Father to cause Jesus to pay the price he paid. So you might as well accept the free gift of righteousness and reign in life with him. One guy said training for reigning. Well, wait, you don't have to train to reign. You have to be born again to reign. Now, God will teach you what to do after you get there, but that's just the Father leading the Son. You'll never again, you're never going to be again having a God out in the sky somewhere ready to beat you down because you made a mistake. No, you're a child. You're a child. He's going to lead you in the paths of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. Well, Mary, you have my permission, but I don't think you ever waited for me before. But it's okay. I appreciate the honor. Bless you, ma'am. All right. I want to read one more verse while Mary's typing her question. Verse 5, Romans 8, 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Wait, I'm sure you heard Dr. Barclay last night because he was talking. I'm pretty sure you heard it in their ears, so you probably heard it correctly. Amen, Leo. That's awesome, brother. Thanks for the text. Leo's on with us tonight. Working on a building. Amen. That's good, man. Thank you, brother. Thanks for texting me like that. All right. Where did I tell us to go? Oh, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Carnally minded is death. Spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnal mind is against the things of God. So what do you have to do? Renew it to the things of the Word of God. Verse 9. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Well, he dwells in you. So therefore, you are of the Spirit. To set your mind on the things of the Spirit. There was three teachings in the Bible. Well, there are three teachings in the Bible. I'm not sure which three you're talking about. But I guarantee you they're good ones. I hope you all have been enjoying the Holy Spirit conference with me. Tonight, Dr. Winston was at Victory in Tulsa, but I didn't have any way to share it because Facebook no longer does watch parties. As of today, I don't know, you know, whoever made that corporate decision was stupid. But here's the deal. There is another Holy Spirit conference tonight, and I would encourage you to go watch tonight's message. Brother Mike, if you would you put the link of that up? Like catch a YouTube link or something of that service at Victory and throw it on the website or the Facebook page there so that people can have a clickable link and be able to enjoy that message. Because it's a night of faith, and Dr. Winston is one of the leaders in faith in the nation, and he's one of the people that I listen to. And Victory's a great church, been a great church for many years, and in a great city. And I'm sure it's going to be a powerful night. Well, you don't have to do it right now, brother. Just, when you get a chance, grab it and throw it up there on the Facebook page. because I'm sure it's probably still going, and therefore I just am way, way, way too serious. Well, Mary, I'm not sure what the teachings were. And I don't know which ones you're talking about. And I'm not in any way trying to say anything derogatory to you, because you are a motherly type, and I'll get my ears pulled. I don't like that. My mom never pulled my ears. She was just a sweet, loving mother. And I was a perfect son, so. All of a sudden, I see mom sign in again. Hello, I'm still here. All right. Well, let's get ready for communion again, because I know we need to do that. And we're going to receive communion. Every time we do this, make sure you do it with us every single time. If you're struggling with this righteous message and saying, I see it, Pastor, but I don't have it yet, make sure you receive communion with us every single time. Say every prayer out loud. Why? Because every time you say it out loud, it gets down inside of you, and it begins to change your life. It continually changes your life in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's pray. We'll close this part out. We'll pray, and we'll go to communion, the new covenant worship. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, by the foolishness of preaching or teaching, however that verse said, Paul said, faith comes by hearing. These people are being diligent to hear. And I declare, as a shepherd, I declare as a man of God, I declare as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, that the revelation explodes on the inside of them now. And the process for the revelation grows, develops, and established in their life in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, that you promised that you reward those who diligently seek you. Thank you, Lord, you promised, parable of the sower, him who has revelation, more will be given, until we have an abundance of revelation and can change people's lives and set them free. We declare it done now on this message. Bless the lives of every one of these people for their faithfulness here. They're such wonderful people. Wonderful people. We bless them now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. My mind is teaching for the spirit, teachings help the mind, and teachings for your soul, but was not sure. Yeah, Mary, I don't know. I would have to listen to that again to hear what it was he said. If you could tell me what night it is, what service it was, I'll go back and listen to it. And last night, I'll go back and listen to it again. And I encourage you to listen to it again. It's not, you'll be able to find it on YouTube and maybe even Facebook. It could even be here on our site. You never know. You might be able to go back and get the watch party. Oh, no, the watch parties are gone. Dumbest thing I ever did. Good night, Wilma. You're a blessing, ma'am. Thank you for being an awesome blessing to this body of Christ. You are a good member of this body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, if you just, thank you, ma'am. We love having you here. We haven't heard anything out of Jim, but he's got to be a good guy, too, as good as you are. Mike Tony's watching. That's a good thing. And he's driving.
Yeah, don't be trying to post anything while you're driving, Mike. I can do it.
That's a good secretary. So, anyways, thank you guys for being a part of what we do. We're going to receive communion because I like it on both ends of the teaching. I like it to open up your heart, and I like to seal the word with the blood of Jesus. And understand if you got to go to bed, that's fine. Thank you for being here and being a part of what we do. If you only knew. Well, no, I declare you do see and know exactly how much we love and care and appreciate you guys in our lives and what you do with and for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Are we ready? Give me another question, Mary. We'll answer it after communion. You've always got good questions, Mary. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Now, those of you that's just joining in with us, you might have found this video and you'd be like, wow, you're here. I love you, Mary. You might say, wow, this is communion. Yeah. And we want you to receive it with us. We call it the New Covenant worship. Because on that night, Jesus called it the New Covenant. And that's a pretty cool thing. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, cup is the new covenant blood. I love that. New covenant worship. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, all of it, till he comes. Let the man examine himself. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. That's the process. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. 31. Because we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Ready? 1 John 4, 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we filled with his righteousness in this earth. Perfect love casts out fear. And the torment to go in. And there is no fear in love. So there should be no fear in the communion service. Now, let's read verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. The guys could come to church saying, God, I need you. You are worthy. It's all it takes to be worthy. So who is that verse talking about? Wicked people coming for wicked intentions. And 95% of who shows up at church or 99% who shows up at church for communion are righteous. Why would we talk about the wicked? Whose heart is wrong and going to stay wrong anyways? I'm going to teach you how to be righteous in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, if we would judge ourselves, that's what verse 28 is. The greatest thing we can do is teach people. The greatest thing we can do is teach people to examine themselves and then take the bread and eat the cup. That's what we do. You ready? Let's pray a prayer of salvation. I want everybody that's here to have the opportunity to be right with God. It doesn't matter who you are, how far away from God you feel. It doesn't matter if you feel like you've committed the unpardonable. You know what? That's really interesting. Wow. There's preachers listening to me tonight. And you wonder, because you were divorced, if God will ever have mercy on you. I'm a divorced man. Wait, you say it differently. I'm a married man. Excuse me, let's get it right. I had a divorce on one day. God still uses you. That gift and that calling on the inside of you is without repentance. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up and use that gift. But for goodness sake, alive, the greatest thing you got to have is the broken body and the blood of Jesus. So pray this prayer, and you'll be right with God, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Divorce is not an unpardonable sin. It just isn't. In Jesus' name, you ready? Pray. You see how big that rabbit was? I could have chased that one for an hour. Pray with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
And I know Jesus is the door of salvation.
And I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in through Jesus.
And I enter in through Jesus.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you,
Jesus. And I receive you.
And I receive you.
And you give me the right.
And you give me the right.
The power.
The power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And therefore I am right now. A child of God. Right now, a child of God. Sorry. Do this. Say, here's all my sin.
Here's all my sin.
Dump them out. Turn your hands over and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling me right now.
Filling me right now.
In every area.
In every area.
I receive the free gift.
I receive the free gift.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer every
I pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Shit. Done. To those of you preachers that are listening to me, You've been suffering this horrible condemnation. I declare in Jesus' name, free. You're free? Send me an email, a message, something, because I can help you. I truly can. There's just simple steps to take, and I'd be glad to help you take those simple steps in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Isn't that awesome? In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin that you can't beat to his righteousness, which is a free gift. And there's that weird, fake, empty text box showed up again.
Really?
Isn't that something?
Well, I just put in your contact information.
You literally have become a child of God. And we welcome you to the family. My email address? That is what it is. Unpin it. My email address, website's in there, so you can contact me. We want to be a blessing to you in one way or another, however we can. might say, Pastor, is there anybody you can't help? Nah, I can help anybody. You know why? Because Jesus helped me. Yeah, it disappeared. But I don't see the contact information. Pin it again. There comes up in the blank.
Really?
Wait, some of you are like, Pastor, you're right in the middle of communion. Why are you guys doing it? Because we just got another revelation about technology. Now, here's the truth. What just happened to you is eternal. Forever and ever and ever. And you know what that means? That means this difference, this change, this blessing is forever. And you didn't do anything except receive it. Wait, there's no other way to get it. You can't get the righteousness of God by your works. You mean, Pastor, I just got to receive it as a gift? Yep. Send me an email. I'll send you 10 verses to live your life by. Seriously. It's about ready to become a book. I'm about ready to have it into a mini book I can send out and give it to you as my gift to you, saying, we believe in you, and we're going to help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I receive these elements. I bless them for this time of communion with you.
I bless them for this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my
iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
It's on you, Lord.
It's on you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body.
From your body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
Right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
You, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
all
away.
Things have become new.
And all things have become
and
new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over. And it can't be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly
to the throne room of grace,
where I find grace, mercy, and help. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the
brethren. Is cast down in my life.
Cast down in
and
my
there
life.
Is no more condemnation.
And there is no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for
in
me.
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the juice together. Now, let's see. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Had a miracle this week. I accidentally dropped my wallet in the parking lot at the grocery store. A lady approached me and asked me if my name was Ruth, and then asked for my last name. She had found it, and instead of turning it in, she hunted for me. Had my driver's license, credit card, and ATM card, and insurance info. I thank God for watching over me every minute. In the mighty name of Jesus,
I love that.
Thank you, Lord, for the ministering spirits of the Lord that's an angel watching over my mom all the way down there in Tennessee. Sam DeLilly, where was you when this happened? Love you, brother. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God. That's a good story. That is a good, powerful testimony story. Put it in the testimonies, Mom. We'd be glad to have it in there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, there we go. Anybody left? Eight of all y'all left on here with us. Brother Leo, love you, man. Drive safe out there. We are going to be going. Dr. Barclay's about ready. Well, he's on right now on the Holy Spirit Conference the last night out in California. So we're going to be a part of that. There's just no way I can share it as a watch party. If you want to come to his website and be there with me, we'll be there. And then later on, we'll be studying that message by Dr. Bill Winston at Victory, because he's a mighty man of faith. He's got a cutting edge message for this day. And we encourage you to be a part of that also.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anything I forgot, my love?
Nope.
That's a powerful story, Mom. That's amazing.
It is. That's awesome.
That is amazing.
Love it.
Have they started building the cross from your house yet, Mom? No, Phyllis Raymond tonight. Missed you, Phyllis. To all of our friends that's in the hospital battling things, our faith is with you in Jesus' mighty name. Not yet, huh? Well, Jesus' name. They get their act together. They've been over there long enough. They should be building by now. All right. Oh, wait, I was opening that up on purpose. I'm going to go to that verse again, Jude. I like this verse in Jude. Closing verse. Verses 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. I like most holy faith. When I heard that verse, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to figure this prayer and spirit thing out because I like most holy faith. Mm-hmm. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in the love of God for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Having, and on some have compassion, making a distinction. And on others, save them with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. 24. Now unto him who is able to keep you from even stumbling. Why? His righteousness is pure. They're going to keep you from stumbling. And present you faultless. How's he going to do it? With his beautiful righteousness. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Amen. And until we see you again. Mary, Pastor Rick, did you go to sleep or do you got a question for me? Oh, she said she was going to bed? We didn't give you permission, ma'am. You're supposed to be here right till the end. Love you, Mary. All right.
We do love you, Mary.
We love all you guys.
You're still here.
We love all you guys. Mike and Shannon. I see Mike and Shannon still with us. I don't know where they're off to, but they were out somewhere out late this late at night. Probably went and got a Dairy Queen or something. Ooh, that's a good idea. I know. See you again real soon. Tomorrow is Praise and Worship Day. So get your praise in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
God loves you.
And Jesus is
moving boxes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.